Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Kate.
This is a little bit of a rough ride, I'm going to be honest, but there are some quite splendid views if you just keep your eyes on the bushes.
Here's the thing, though. It is important because we need to miss... There is a storm.
Yeah, we're taking a shortcut.
A raging, so I'm just trying to avoid the storm to see if... I don't want a storm. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number.
It really
if
is.
If you want to give us a call, you're very, very well.
Tell you what I saw that was incredible and I can't stop thinking about, and I binged. Oh, hang on, there's a phone call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Ian and Catherine. I've got a bit of beef I need to pick with your previous caller.
Oh, okay. Show us your beef.
Please do.
Yes, I am that customer.
Oh, dear.
I wasn't going to ask for a discount because that would be far too presumptuous. I resent the implication that I was going to ask for a discount, so I'm ringing up to cancel my order.
No! No!
Jesus! I think fuck him, it's the right thing to do.
He is a cheeky bastard.
It's the right thing to do. Why can I ask? You don't have to answer this. Why did you want a kilt?
It's quite niche. It's like a connection of two things. Have you ever heard of historic manhood stones? There's like stones related to old time Scottish clans that they used to have sort of in each area, and you had to prove your manliness by picking up a big stone.
With your penis?
I don't think they did that, no.
If you could do that, you got extra points.
Okay. That was a genuine question. I thought when it's a manliness
stone. Manhood
stone.
Manhood
stone.
Manhood stone. Okay. Yeah, there's stones all around Scotland that need picking up. And basically, I want to go and do a tour of picking up the manhood stones, but I also want to honour my great-grandmother's clan whilst doing it. So I've been keeping my eye out for a kilt to wear whilst I'm doing it.
This is brilliant.
Sounds awesome. What clan are you?
Ku Klux.
Well, she was a Reed, which it turns out they're a sect of the Robertson clan, and so I'm trying to find this Robertson hunting kilt basically that I can wear to represent my ancestry when I probably go and fail miserably to pick these stones up.
Well, I am right. Let's get it right. How do I put another call in this? Because I want to get this. I want to get that scumbag.
Let's get this sorted out. Let's put some hands across the water.
Watch your heads,
everyone.
Hang on a minute. How do I add a phone call?
Is it not that thing? Add.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Add. Hang on a minute. You leave it. I'm going to get you a wicked discount.
Yeah.
Or you can tell him to jog on. I don't care. A piece
Thanks,
of trash.
Man.
No wonder his kilt business is going up the wazoo. Hang on a minute.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, it's my absolute pleasure. We've got to look after our own.
What are we going for? 20%?
I reckon we can go for it. I can definitely get you 15.
Let's go for 20 and we'll actually aim for 10 or 15.
All right. Don't say 10. Don't say 10 out loud. That's crazy.
But you'd accept that. Okay, that's good to know.
Here we go. I think I'm calling him. I'm going to call Kilt Michael. Well, I'll trick him first of all. I'll trick him. I'll make
him. He's given away my actual name as well. I always go by a pseudonym.
Hello? Hello there. I said Michael. Hello Michael.
Speaking.
Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, mate. Thanks very much for asking.
I was having some neeps and tatties, and I thought I'd love to start to say hello to you. How are you? Good? You're good, eh?
I'm great. Are you calling from Ireland?
No, I'm calling from Glasgow.
I think it's Karachi.
All right, this is... I tricked you, Michael.
And
I tricked
scene.
You. I tricked you. This is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. How are you doing?
What, it's Ian? Hello, Ian and Catherine.
You're welcome. Got him. That's it. You've been had. We have got your customer on the line, and he is raging.
I thought this is the customer complaints line, is it not?
He is raging.
Yeah.
This is the Ian and Catherine mediation service. I am furious.
and what was your name? Sorry.
My code name is Briggsy. I don't give away my full name.
But you do apparently,
Michael. Briggsy. Hello, Briggsy. Yes. Data protection. Apologies. I am so sorry for what I have done. What is my crime?
You have suggested that Briggsy would want. And would ask for a discount when Briggsy is an honourable man who just wants to go around Scotland honouring his dead grandmother by lifting up stones with his penis.
With no pants on.
Wow. I was prepared to pay over the odds just for the honour of doing business. And I'm not sure if I want to do anything now, to be honest. I'm furious.
How are you going to make him happy?
Come on, a1kilthire.co.uk.
Right, okay. I'm thinking maybe we could do a wee discount on the basis that I assumed you wanted a discount and as a way of an apology.
Play it cool, Briggsy. Play it cool.
That's a wee one, like 30% wee. Is that what we're saying?
Shut up, Briggsy! Shut up, man! We never mentioned the big 3-0. What the hell are you doing, you absolute melt?
Who are you, Donald Trump?
He's gone too far already.
He's gone too far. Stop. Oh, this is North Korea. No. We were wondering. Let's go to the comms room, actually. We were wondering how would 15 or 10% sit with you?
Or 5.
Shut up.
Catherine.
How would 10% discount, Michael, for A1 kilt hire?
I think that's an excellent idea. To be quite honest, I actually was kind of expecting you guys to tell me to give him a discount. So yeah, let's do that.
Shut up, man. We told you to give him a discount, and you went, quote, no, fucking. Don't spin this on us. You heard it, Catherine.
Yeah, and you called him a cheeky bastard.
Yeah,
no, fucking. This is actually happening.
Yeah, it's right, happening, mate. You've been caught.
I believe the term you used was cheeky ball bag.
Bobag, exactly.
Yeah.
Bob, and he's got an English accent. Right, that's it. He's getting charged more.
Virtually on the eve of Burns Night as well, and we're all supposed to be feeling festive.
Yeah, Briggsy, no worries, mate. Let's do it. If I've got your size, buddy, let's do it.
I've got your size, good get out.
A1kilthire.co.uk. Briggsy, thank you. We got there.
Beautiful.
Wowzers, man.
I love it when we can get hands across the border.
I love it when people get angry with other people that they've met because of this show, and then there's an awkward phone call and a weird resolution. I love it.
And we've stirred it up.
Yeah, we made it worse. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Oh.
Sorry?
That was rather loose, love it.
Love it.
It reminded me of that song I used to play on Three Counties that was a little bit scary. Would I?
That's a great song.
Would I?
It's a great song. I wonder if it's on Spotify.
It's a creepy song.
It's a creepy song. I was listening to Diana the Musical, unironically, earlier on.
It's good. I mean, grow. Would I? It's a grower.
Who sang Would I? So one of the acolytes will know. This is the comms room, Tunakers. Would I? Would I?
Sounds. It turns out when you Google it, a lot of people sang "Would I."
Maybe it's YouTube. I can't remember. Who's the Savage Bees?
I feel like I've seen that whole film now.
Who sang that song?
Would I?
Would I? Dutty song. It wasn't Roger Moore.
Wow. Tunackers is in the chat, everyone. Let's give them a big TLNA welcome.
Oh, this is the world's dirtiest song.
Oh, no.
Can we listen to the world's dirtiest song?
Probably not. Not after Tyson Gate.
We can't manage work like...
Well, we're not going to see any visuals. No, why are you saying Divine... No, it's not... It's the song goes, would I? That's the only lyric. And here we go. The world's dirtiest song.
They called Bird and McDonald. Give a listen to it.
Bird and McDonald, the world's dirtiest song. I'm hovering.
There was an old farmer who lived by a rock. He sat in the meadow, was shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And in days of yore, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dresses and showed us her ruffles and laces. And white puppy that whacked, she said she was learning a new way to bring up her children and learn them to knit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellows, as girls sometimes do, to make it quite clear that she wanted to go for a nice pleasant stroll on the grass. Then hurry back home for a nice piece of ice cream and cake. That's the three layers come. And after dessert, she was ready to go for another walk down by the dock. With any young man with a sizable roll of 100s and a big bulge up front, if he'd ask politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. Then maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick, and she'd bend on over and suck on his soda.
As Hazy says, and I've been thinking the same thing, do they do a final swear? This is tense.
It is tense.
This is tense.
So sweetly till she finished it, then pulled down her panties to rub on her hip that she bruised when she ran down the halls. Cause he tried to force her to lick on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had been baking all night. If you think this is dirty, you're fucking well right.
Yay! Oh, they. This guy's going to kill them. Oh, they're perfect. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect.
Yeah,
there
it is.
Fun.
There it is. Anyway, would I? we should be down in the club for this.
Oh, we should actually. And thank you for someone who's named the song. You've absolutely got it spot on. Let's go down to the bar.
Yeah, let's do it. The piano bar.
That was fantastic. Chico Arnaz, isn't it?
Oh, right.
This is.
Is that Desi's son?
Could be. Here we go. Everybody, you want to dance?
Would I?
Would I?
Did she?
Yes.
That's too busy grieving, man. I'm not singing alone. And turns out she would.
Absolutely shagged.
Oh, that was lovely.
That was Chick Arnaz, would I?
Yep.
TOS. I just had a DM as well. Someone going, oh, are you ripping off Captain Sexy's act? We're not. He's a prick.
Oh.
He's a bellend.
Yep.
He's a disrespectful. He's just an arsehole, right? And we raided him the other day. We were going to take 3,000 people to him. He stopped the stream just before we got there and then came on afterwards and laughed. So, not stealing it. We had this idea months before we even knew about that absolute arse name. Arsehole, I don't want to go on that too long, right? Because I don't want to kill the
You're
vibe.
You're using the word arse a lot around him.
Because he's an arse. I don't want to go on and kill the vibe, right? But Captain Sexy, unfollow him, unsubscribe to him. It's people like him that ruin Twitch, which is supposed to be a fun thing. End of...
I think it's fair to say we're just two ships that should not be anywhere near
each other. One ship, one shit. So that's why. So I don't, and anyone sends me a DM about it, as an Insta ban. Insta ban, all right? So that's that. 0203 286 6370. Let's just hang out in the bar for a little bit while we... I tell you what we can do. We can talk about... We've got another little problem from Little, and this is what we would normally do on a Tuesday club.
Yeah.
Tuesday club, we have different
themes.
We
concentrate on ourselves.
Different themes. Mm. Tuesday club's a bit more chilled.
Yes.
A little bit more chilled.
Yeah.
And you can have your problems solved, big or small. Age of probes, please. By Catherine's weird
nine-year-old.
I mean, when I phone you up, why does she come in?
Because she is desperate for a distraction.
Tough teacher, home teacher. Yeah, could you get back to work?
That's basically what I'm there for now. They've organised it so well. There's plenty for them to do, right? So I'm just basically the fun police and I bloody love it. Like Miss Hannigan. Is there fun happening over here?
I don't get the reference, but it sounds like a fun reference.
It's a great reference.
So anyway, if you want a problem solved by her, we do it every Tuesday. Get them in as soon as you can.
Yeah.
LateNightAlternative@gmail.com. This is number three, the third and final one of this week.
This is from Anonymous. Please, 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 can you solve a problem for me? My neighbour keeps ringing or texting, asking for things to borrow. Today, even before 7 a.m, we had two calls that she had no milk or tea bags. Yesterday, it was super glue. Since the start of the new year, she has asked for money, £5 and £4, sheets for a bed, toilet roll, a phone charger cable, sellotape, greaseproof paper, a cake tin and sanitary towels. Do I continue to help? I get really anxious and don't want to upset people by saying no. But if I have the things, it does no harm to share. Help. I would start asking her for essentials, like, can I have some cucumber, please? Or can I have some cheese balls? And ask her for things that you don't think you'll get, that she'll have. And then we'll see what she does. It's nice to share, but if they're calling you at 7 a.m, then no.
The best advice. Your kids are so adorable. I would love to swap, but it's the paperwork is just makes it too tricky. I know you're attached to your kids.
I think they're all right. I tolerate them.
Thank you, McPauls, for the bits. Thank you. Oh, we got some subs here. CJ just gifted a sub. Thank you.
Wow. Pete
Schnapps has subbed. Kakisha Fan 4359. Thank you for the host. Alistair gifted a sub. We did that. This is our job. If you want a sub, you miss the adverts, right? Gaming.amazon.com. If you've got Amazon Prime, gaming.amazon.com. Right? You link your Twitch with your Amazon Prime and you can sub to us free. There are other ways of doing it, but let's not go there. Other ways you can help us with money. What is that, Matty? What is that?
What's happening now?
Matty, what are you posting this?
I see CJ Rebecca has given a sub to Becky Miz, which is very kind. What's the matter?
Why is Matty posting this shit in the chat?
I think we'd better have a look at it.
No, I don't want to have a look at it. Matty, can you explain what that is, please?
Come.
Thank you, Moon Disaster, for the cyber. But thank you for giving us your Prime. That is appreciated. Because I'm not, it's not even a thing. You're kind of treating it like it's a joke. So I don't really want to watch it. Could you tell me what that is, please?
I'm going to watch it.
All right. Well, the guy's a bellend.
I mean, noted, but I think we need to know what's going
on. Okay, well, he has...
You like Ian Lee? I did, and then he called me a twat, and a plonker, and a wanker, and other various names, and he said I had a really small boat, and my deck was really small. Not my dick, my deck. So Dan's right now, dick. As you can see, I'm going 20,000 nautical miles chasing his goddamn boat.
What the...
We're going to catch up with that fucker.
What absolute...
We're
going
to sabotage this goddamn boat party.
Prick.
There's only fucking one captain on Twitch and it's goddamn Captain Sexy Chat. Turn me up! Do you like Ian Lee?
Fuck off.
I did, and then he called me a twat, and a plonker, and a wanker, and other various names, and he said I had a really small boat, and my deck was really small. Not my dick, my deck. So right now...
Loser!
I'd be worried. Loser! I'd be worried, but I can see the size of his dinghy.
Katie says he's a bellend, this weird idiot. Weird. How do you spell weird?
W-E-I.
Yeah, it is. It's I but before E, except in weird.
In weird. Which is weird.
Yeah. It's just stupid.
Obsessed with us, he is. Obsessed.
It's just stupid. No more. Matty, if you weren't a thing, I would... as that is some people's stream gimmick, is just being...
What, offensive?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh, let's get some phone calls going, guys. Yeah. 0203. Oh, other ways you can support us, you can chuck us bits. I don't think the audio... I think because we changed the TLNA name. If you're watching us on twitch.tv/Ian Lee, you're in the wrong place. Take the Ian Lee, replace it with TLNA. We kind of thought it would be a good idea to change the URL, but the numbers are down massively. Probably the worst idea.
It's probably because of this guy. I bet he's put a...
Don't.
I bet he's put a little hole in it. They're all falling out. Gemma is encouraging him. He's so hot as a faucet.
It's not. Briggsy, thank you for the sub. Should we change the name back?
Day two.
It's such a... We've got half the viewers that we would normally have.
Football's on.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
None of our people like football.
Maybe they live with people that are using the computer for football.
Not so much. I see your joke. I see where that timeout button could be. Mm-hmm. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Let's wait.
Yeah, that guy's harsh in my buzz, man.
I can read this actually because it's a picture. I read a really good book, but for ages, and it's only very short. It's more photographic book, really good book, about Hyde Park Corner. Right, give it a month. This is a change that was always going to have short term impact, but may have in the long term or may not. It says Pete, whose freaking idea it was. Pete said, "I've got a great idea. Why don't you change it from make it fairer, get rid of the Ian Lee?" And I said, "I don't know. I think Ian Lee is the draw." And oh no, why don't you change it? So Pete, all right, I'll give you a month. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. It's Michael Gibson. I have to remind you every time I come on, I can't remember how to remind you. From Sausage Stream. Called in the first time and yeah, just talked rubbish. So yep, I just thought I'd call on.
That's all we do. That's all we do.
But yeah, I don't really know what to talk about, but I just thought I'd call on because you were like, "Oh, call in," and I just thought I'd call in and say hello.
Hello. What's happened to you? What's happened to you today?
Today I've been working from home. So I've been working from home since kind of start of lockdown one. And we were saying earlier on about kind of going through kind of rough spells. So kind of this week and last week have been kind of rough, but kind of no particular reason has, like, there's kind of in my head been no real reason why. Don't know if it's because of lockdown. Don't know whether it's because the silly man down in Downing Street is doing what he's doing. I don't know. But it was Blue Monday as well last week, so I don't know.
Well, whether Blue Monday isn't real. Blue Monday was made up. Blue Monday is not a real thing. It was
supposed to entice you to buy a holiday.
It was made up by an advertising company to sell holidays.
I never knew that. I thought it was actually...
Just like Frankenstein is the monster. No, he's the doctor. The monster didn't have a name.
He did.
Yeah. What was everyone calls it? But everyone calls the monster Frankenstein.
Oh, like Adam and
Joe. First man. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Frankenstein is. So it's Adam Frankenstein. I was wrong. I apologise. But Blue Monday is not real.
It's not real.
But well, I do think that after thinking about Christmas and thinking, well, there's something, right? At least it's a day that'd be different. There'd be something different on the telly. We're kind of now back into real life again. And I think for a lot of people, that was a big deal.
Yeah, and I suppose with not, like, Blue Monday wasn't really a big... I know you're not saying it's real, but, like, Blue Monday wasn't really a thing this year because obviously people can't go on holiday, and I suppose after the new year, people are like, oh, let's go on holiday. But hopefully people do that soon. Like, I really want to go on holiday and go
Magenta
for it.
Magenta Wednesday is real, and New Order are indeed a myth. New Order were created to sell holidays to Tenerife. Yeah, I don't know. I'm flat as hell. I know I've got the boys coming tomorrow night, which is always it's wonderful, but it's going to be so exhausting. And I kind of swerved having them last weekend because I just didn't fancy it. And I don't fancy anything. I don't fancy them being here. I don't fancy them not being here. What are you going to do? Might as well have them here. Might as well have a bit of energy, a bit of life. I'm going to get them to bring their bikes up. So we might go out for a ride.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be something. Yeah. Getting out of the house and doing something.
Got to stop seeing it as a big chunk of commitment and see it as just moments, because that's how you've been getting through your spare time recently, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just aim for like a nice roast dinner and a bike ride. Boom. The rest of it will happen.
Yeah, like for myself, to kind of clear my head, just going for a walk, going for just walking until my legs get sore. Take a break and then walk back.
I haven't done any exercise this year. I mean, we're only what, 26th or something. I haven't done any exercise this year. Before Christmas, we went out for the walk with the boys. I've been out for 3 walks in the last 5 months. I haven't done anything. I'm getting so fat, I'm getting lazy, I'm getting tired. What's going on, man? What is going on? Make it end.
Because for myself, I've got my personal trainers who are doing Zoom sessions just now. So I'm just kind of doing that twice a week, which because of work, I'm having to do them early in the morning, so getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and then doing walks at night. So it's not too bad.
So I love how you phoned us up. I don't know, possibly assuming we'd be able to cheer you up, but instead we're all wallowing in our misery, and Catherine and I are watching the chat as Raymond and Nightfall argue whether the monster is called Adam or not.
The eternal struggle for supremacy continues.
I love it. I love it.
Hang in there. This too shall pass. I've had great moments of joy. I've had great moments of joy. And that will happen again, you know. And this too shall pass works for the good stuff and the bad stuff. I'm going to, I don't know. I'm tired. I'm always tired. That's the key.
I feel the same. But no, for you two are doing amazing. Like watching your show has been it's been fantastic. Have the funny bits, even that really weird moment from the guy from A1 Kilts and his customer. That made me laugh. Like as soon as his customer came on and was like, "I'm his customer, by the way," I was like, "Oh," it's just a bit of drama. I loved it. It's really funny.
More eyes. I'd love to know who you're tired of my whinging. I can fix that really easily. You don't have to be here
unless we're misunderstanding.
Unless we're misunderstanding. So I'll give you a chance to explain. I don't think anyone's whinging. I don't think anyone's whinging. I think what you're hearing is honesty.
Okay. LOL is not the thing that's going to save you.
More eyes. We're going to say goodbye.
I think you're in the wrong stream.
It's not whinging. It's honesty, being honest. It's just it's being human, because if we don't talk about this shit, people are dying, man, not just from COVID, but from not talking about this shit. So it's great that you can phone up and say, "I'm feeling shit," and it's great. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, you guys are making that, if you may not feel that yous are, but yous are definitely making that a bit more bearable. So thank you very much.
Can I do my new thing? But I have to ask permission to do it, because it makes me laugh a lot. And I have to know, if I say something offensive to you, and if you're not in a position to hear something offensive, right?
Just tell me how you.
I'm just setting you up. I'm going to say something horrible, but I think it will make us laugh. It makes me laugh. So just tell me briefly again how bad you've been feeling.
Kind of flat, kind of rubbish, but
man the fuck up. It's my favourite thing to say, that you've got to know the person really well and you've got to know exactly where they are. And it, honestly, you can do it to me because you see what I mean. Yeah, I've been struggling a lot today. I've been really tired. I was thinking about
Ian, man the fuck up.
Boom.
Doesn't it feel good?
It does actually.
Now you know what these like this the Lawrence Fox and Julia Hartley Brewer, where they why they look so alive? Because it's wonderful. You're a good sport, man. Thank you for talking, and we'll speak again soon.
All right, and just seeing man the fuck up to somebody just makes it amazing. So thank you
very
much.
Doesn't it does? Yeah. It really does.
But always check first.
Anytime you want to phone up and say it to me, you'd be very, very welcome. You'd be really welcome. Thanks a lot, man. Thank you. It's so much fun, but you've got to.
Please check first.
You've got to check
before throwing that grenade.
Hazy says the discussion, the I'm struggling discussion is definitely getting easier to have. Guys I work with have started talking that way, and they're not what you would assume would be the type.
Yeah.
Know what you mean? Thank you. Raymond is insistent that the monster was not called Adam, that Adam is like a story in the beginning. But then our other contributor, Nightfall, was saying, well, yeah, but he then chose to take on the name Adam.
Guys.
Thank you, Michael. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
By the way, if you want to watch something that you won't be able to stop watching until 5 o'clock in the morning, flipping it, right? It's not a cheery one. There are moments of lightness in it, but it's, oh, my God, it'll rip your heart out. It's a Sin. You can watch the whole thing on all four. My God.
Tough. Tough watch. Hang on a minute, Brett. Be with you in a second.
It was incredible. It's incredible. It sort of charts the rise of... It's some kids who go to London, and they're young gay men. There was one girl, but the rest of the housemates are young gay men. And it's kind of them finding their feet, but also against a backdrop of AIDS, basically. And they first hear rumours about it. No one believes it. They think it's some sort of conspiracy, similar to what happened with the virus. People going, nah, can't be real. Funny how it only affects gay men. I think they're just trying to get at us again, And then there's other people who are starting to see things in their friends and people dropping off the radar and going home to their mums and never being seen again. And my God, what a thing. What a thing Russell T Davies has made. An incredible thing. If you make one of those in your lifetime, you are done. It's just incredible. Incredible. And it breaks your heart that it's based on reality. Yep. People being treated the way that you see the difference in treatment at the beginning of it when the NHS is trying to work out just how catching it is, till the end where these lads are being treated like human beings again, although it's still a horrific thing that's happening to them. Just,
I remember
what a watch.
Talking about AIDS in the playground as a 9-year-old. Yeah. It was a big conversation.
Because there was that "Don't Die of Ignorance" thing, wasn't there?
Didn't know what was going on.
It's just an incredible piece of work. If you've got enough in reserve emotionally, I cannot recommend it highly enough. But make sure you're primed for it because it's something else. You kind of. You enjoy it and you endure it at the same time. It's just brilliant.
Evening, Brett.
Is that Popeye and Olive? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I'm phoning up the hospital. I just want to see, do you know what ward Brett is in? He got admitted because he got a really bad kicking for being offensive, and he got the shit kicked out of him.
Oh, he got put in isolation, didn't he?
By two people. Yeah. Just leathered him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had been eating spinach.
Just ringing because I'm growing a mullet at the moment because I haven't had a haircut for 6 months.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, what's the top 5 celebrity mullets?
Paul McCartney.
Sharp.
No, hold on. I'll say mine first. Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Hang on a minute.
My stomach went then, did yours?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Patrick Swayze.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Excellent mullet.
Andre Agassi.
Yes.
Michael Bolton.
That's a good one.
And the big one, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh. Admittedly, all excellent mullets.
You've not picked the right ones, though.
What's yours, then?
Paul McCartney. Davy Jones. In the 80s. In the 80s, Davy Jones. Bolton. It's the one you got right. As my good friend Ollie says, Rambo.
Oh.
I
think you've missed someone out who's very obvious.
Go on.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He didn't have a mullet.
He did.
No.
He did.
No.
He did.
No.
He did.
No.
He did.
Oh, mine up, Snowflake.
Ah! How dare you!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Turn it down. The one time I forgot.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, as we are now saying, Amy.
I could.
Yes.
Have.
Hi. How are you?
It's fun changing your name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I feel like a new person.
My Lee was my middle name, and Rugby was my last name, and then I changed it legally. It's all legal, Ian Lee.
Ah.
And then a Christmas present to my boys two Christmases ago, was I let them come up with my middle names. Mm-hmm. And so I am now legally Ian Felix Diamond Lee.
And I love it.
Great, man. Get kids to come up with your middle names. It's so... I had the right of refusal, they're great. How you doing, Amy?
I'm pretty good. I was just, you know, just watching and enjoying the show. And I noticed that, again, you know, I think that these days sometimes people are feeling a little low, you know, with their...
Hang on a second, Amy. Whoa! Yeah! Yeah! Oh, God.
That got me in the face.
I wish this ride would stop. I can't get off. I'm soaking wet and I can't get off. Thank you, Kai, for the sub. Amy, sorry, we seem to be stuck on... We're trying to avoid the storm. That's why we're on this eternal log flume. But please continue.
I was listening to a previous caller and, you know, you guys talking about how you're feeling a bit tired or a bit down lately and kind of like wondering, you know, what's wrong with life sometimes. And... I thought that perhaps I could bring some musical joy with my nice habit of singing stuff a cappella, if you wouldn't mind.
Please, we love your voice. Yes, please.
So I thought that a song that is very on brand with how the world is feeling a little bit right now is the song That's Life by Frank Sinatra.
Okay, because there isn't a song called Isn't the World Miserable and All Our Leaders Are Shit. So That's Life is possibly the closest.
Yeah,
Hey, by the way, Amy, yes. That raid last night, weren't they incredible?
I like, honestly, I was obsessed. I watched the whole stream. Wow. I was like, oh my God, I love them so much. And they have such a like a warm energy. I was like,
yeah.
I want to live with you.
Yeah, I would watch their TV show.
I would watch it. They're coming on. They're going to come on our show next week, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. I've given they've got a few options.
Oh,
but they were just so, what a lovely couple, beautiful people. What an interesting backstory they've both got. And then what, just lovely chilled music. Yeah. His version
and
was
so sweet and so
of many
like,
colors.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
a really weird, not weird, an interesting mix of like old hippie songs. There was some Dylan and the Band and Neil Young. And then there's some like, you know, really lovely jazz and blues. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Really
and you can
it.
See that these two were wild, like in the sense that I've seen in the background, there were some like signs for like women's protest and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah.
When I saw a woman's places in the resistance, I thought these were our people.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, if you weren't in the raid last night,
Hang on.
I wish this would stop. If you weren't in the raid last night, they were flipping brilliant. Let me, I can't remember the name of their channel. Let me go. They've been whispering to me, so let me go and have a little look.
I think it's all music considered. Yeah.
All music considered. Go and click follow. Go and enjoy them because they are magic. It's one of the hidden gems of, let's go to the comms room for a bit. One of the hidden gems of Twitch. There's this stuff going on that you can miss so easily.
What I found so adorable, and she had this beautiful tone to her voice. Both
yes.
of them did.
Oh,
you know, when
God.
He sang Coat of Many Colours, it was beautiful. It was kind of authentic and, you know, he was telling you the story, right? In a kind of Johnny Cash way. You know, you get the real, you feel like he's telling you a story. Anyway, but it's when they were talking in between times and she'd say, oh, George is a legend, you know, and she obviously thinks the world of him. And
both artists.
Yeah, I want them to like just like have a show and like tell stories in between songs and just like, you know, chat with the audience and whatever. Like, that's amazing. Like, I would see that live, like in a bar, or like, you know.
Exactly. If you knew, if there was like a small art center or small theater and that was on, I would go every night and have some of that, because it's a thing, right? You can be really talented and you can be really interesting, but there was a magic there.
Tell you what it was, and it gets used a lot, right? Wholesome. It was wholesome.
Yeah.
It felt warm, it felt inviting, it felt safe, but it also felt fun.
And also, they were in love.
Yeah.
They were proper in love.
So
and
sweet.
The way they would look at each other, and he was a little bit grouchy sometimes, and she would look at him really warmly. Oh, it was magic. Anyway, I saw you because we stuck around for a bit longer than we do normally, and I saw you kind of chatting in there, and I just wanted to mention that. But we would love a song from you. Let's go to the bar. We're going to go to the bar.
Let's go and chill out.
We're going to chill out, and we're gonna listen to you sing, Amy.
Yes. So, okay, let me just open my lyrics in case I forget. All right.
I love your accent so much. Isn't even the way you say "in case I forget." Oh God. Anyway, sorry. Shut up, Ian. Go.
All right. Okay. Here is "That's Life" by Frank Sinatra. That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's life, and as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world that keeps me spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. And as funny as it may seem, I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, well, I jump upon a bigger bird and then I fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life, and I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. And if there's nothing shaking come here this July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a little ball and die. I guess that's life. Thank you.
Man, that was stunning. There's loads of comments. I'm not going to embarrass you by reading all of them, but there's one that really struck me. Yeah. Where was it? Tech support says, this is the first time I felt something all day.
Oh, I messed up the lyrics at one part. I'm so sorry. I forgot the lyrics.
You did, and that's why I'm afraid we're going to ask you never to call us again. It doesn't matter. It was great. Amy, man. That's a singer. Get recording as soon as you can. We want to hear that stuff. We want to buy that. So we want to put money in your pocket.
Thank you.
What a thrill. How lucky we are that we've crossed paths. Thank you, Amy. That was beautiful.
No worries. And have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't know, we did a talent show with prize money that was two of our sponsors. We'll do our sponsors in a bit. Poseidon and GE Law. And then a load of you kind of topped it up. And the first prize, I think, was £400, I think. And we did a talent show and we weren't sure what it was going to be. And we had a real nice mix of the weird. Third place was Ollie, putting frazzles, eating as many frazzles as possible. Mm. I think three packets.
Yeah, there was dedication involved.
Second place was a dad and his daughter dancing to Kate Bush.
Yeah.
And Amy, we had a few people who were not fans of this show, didn't know about this stream, who went, oh, are we allowed to enter? We're not. Can anyone enter? Of course you can. Amy called in from Montreal.
Yeah.
One of those moments, it's like, oh, what has just happened here? What has just happened here?
And what happened was it was kind of game over, wasn't it?
It was incredible.
She was so good.
But here's the beautiful thing. She called us back yesterday and said that money, the prize money, she's put towards hiring a rehearsal space and recording stuff and is going to record some songs. As soon as it's done, man, come on and we're going to do an album of the week. You're going to like Ken Bruce on Radio 2. We're going to do an album a week. We're going to play you every single day. And we're going to sell. I'm guaranteeing you, I don't know if it's a single or an album, we're going to sell you 100 of those. That's my guarantee. We're going to sell you 100 of those.
But, you know, the chances of her finding us that night at that moment and thinking, go on, I'll go for it. Just...
This is kind of getting in my way of the things.
What do you mean? Everyone needs a big banana on a cruise ship.
Did I blow up that big man for nothing?
Well,
for nothing.
We'll go out in a bit when it calms down. I thought you said there was going to be a storm.
There is going to be a storm, but we're avoiding it. I'm taking different routes, but we're going to call up G Whip, but I'm going to turn the audio down because he comes in hot.
He really does.
And loud. Hot and loud. I've got to ride this guy's fader. At Amy_Cash. That's who that was. Thank you, Fringy Man.
Hello, Kath. Hello, Ian.
Hello, G Whit.
Hello, G Whit.
How's the volume?
We appreciate your muffling.
It's cool and soft.
Mm. Thank you. Well, I guess sure you know why I'm calling.
Because you want to ask Catherine to marry you again?
God, don't. Dressed up in that sailor suit. That's what I was originally going to call about. But of course, I'm here to call about, is it higher? Is it lower? Is it higher or is it lower?
Okay. I forgot you had a jingle.
They're both decent questions.
I forgot you had a jingle.
Let's find out. What are we starting with,
Gina? Let's play it, buddy.
What are we starting with?
We're in the bar. It's a fun quiz. We're in the bar having a little bit of fun.
This is the impersonator round. So these are all impersonators. With impersonators, usually there is more than one. So I just pick whoever came up first when you search for him.
Okay, we're talking about Cameo and how much they're charging.
Is one of them that De Niro guy?
No, he's not on the list, although he does come up a lot.
Yeah, we played the video for that De Niro guy once.
It's the man that does this.
Yeah, I can do a good De Niro face. You know, wouldn't charge for it.
I can do Pacino. Look at you. That's really good.
I stole that from Scott Balcony.
I can do Pacino, but it would be a very short phone call. It would just be me going, hoo-ha!
Jesus, don't do that. Fuck.
I can only do Pacino in Irishman when he goes, I'm through talking about this. So we've got impersonators.
He does sound a bit like that sausages dog, doesn't he?
Why did you just do the sausages off but didn't have him saying sausages? You went, off, off, off.
Because you have to get his mouth going first and then...
you got to develop a froth.
Sausage froth.
Catherine's always got a froth. She's just on the edge of a froth. Don't know what that means.
It sounds filthy, right. And I think that was the intention.
You have taken the people on... By the way, I stole that from Scott Balcony. So the people from Cameo who are impersonators, you have got their prices, and we have to guess if higher or lower.
Right. That's correct. Are we ready? The first one, you just got to guess the price. The first one is a Cher impersonator.
Yes.
So how much do you think a Cher impersonator charges?
Well... you're not going to get the real thing, right? So if they're really good,
pounds.
I reckon about 40 quid.
£75.
I think the thing with Cher is there's a lot, costume-wise, there's a lot of effort you could put in that might make it worth it. Kath is closest. The price is £45.
Yeah.
But does she bring her own cannon?
Oh, yes.
That cannon was supposed to be a dick, right?
Yes, in so many ways. And all the seamen scattered around her on the ship.
Sure. I can imagine as well that a Cher impersonator did actually work live as a Cher impersonator, you know, and now has got all the gear, I'm imagining.
Yeah. Well, you would, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be able to recycle that.
Try to figure somebody you could recycle it as, but maybe someone...
Sometimes...
Get on with the quiz!
Sometimes Carol Vorderman is quite Cher-ish. Anyway.
Cher and Cher alike. Oh, someone just typed it as I said it.
Share and share alike is my act that I'm formulating.
Please
so stop
get
it.
On with this freaking quiz.
Yes. So £45 for Cher. What about Tom Jones impersonator?
Lower.
Yeah! Tom it's Jones.
Yeah, Wendell. He calls his dick Wendell.
I don't know if he still calls it that. He
calls it Wendell.
I think a Tom Jones impersonator would probably charge a little less than Cher.
He charges £33.75.
There we go.
There you go.
So Tom Jones, then we've got, this is an example where there's loads of them, but an Elvis Presley impersonator. The first one that came up when I searched Elvis Presley.
Higher. It's the king of rock and roll. It's the king. Yeah, and there's loads of them. There's loads of them. But everyone, every Elvis impersonator thinks they are the best Elvis impersonator. Mm. So they charge a premium because you're getting the best.
They're not
impersonators. They are living embodiments.
If it was Elvis herself, I would pay her a lot of money.
Higher.
Higher.
£74.25.
Yeah, told you.
So then we've got Kim Jong-un impersonator.
Lower. He's a 50.
I think there's a limited appeal for that.
You got to cash it in while you can. Ain't going to be there forever. Hey, there we go. Look. Thank you, Amy. There we go. Thank you, Amy. I love that.
Kim Jong-un, yeah, we reckon lower.
Lower. No, well, I reckon lower. You reckon
I think lower. I reckon about 15 quid.
£147.
What? Make hay while the sun shines.
Yes.
For sure, yeah. Those Kim Jongs, though, when they die, they retain all their political positions, so they sort of live on forever. Like his dad or whatever is still the head of the army. Anyway, so £147.
That's about the impersonators.
David Brent, someone impersonating David Brent.
Oh, lower than that, definitely.
But I reckon there's only about one. There's that fella that's always on everything.
Yeah. Exactly. He's about 40 quid now.
You reckon?
Yeah.
He's £25.88. He's cheaper than you, Ian.
There we go.
Wow.
There we go, you see.
Wow. Yeah. That's showbiz.
So we got 2588 for David Brent. Elizabeth Warren impersonator. I don't know who that is, but
she's an American politician, right?
Who'd
pay for that?
Is that right?
Yeah. No one's going to go lower than 28. There's going to be 35 quid. Canadian politician. Thank you.
So more expensive than David Brent. It's actually less, 22.50.
And it's an impersonator.
What's her turn? Yeah.
I've no idea. I don't even know anything about Elizabeth Warren, but it is an interesting one because the guy doesn't look anything like him. So 22.50 for Elizabeth Warren. What about David Attenborough? Because he's all the voice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be 150 quid.
You reckon? I reckon about 60.
150.
Phew, calf. Spot on 60.
Cats hide him for personal reasons.
Yeah. Taylor Swift impersonator. I'll try and run through. There's only a few more left.
Higher. Hot at the moment. Hot. You want Taylor Swift at your birthday party? You've got to pay 120 quid.
I bet there are quite a few of them. Yeah, go on then.
He's going to say higher.
Yeah.
Lower. 54,
74. Oh, I am surprised.
Man. I'll get two.
So then we got Donald Trump impersonators. Now, people who dress up like Donald Trump generally charge over 120 quid. So this is a guy who just does the voice.
So he doesn't look like him?
No.
Nothing like him at all.
Oh, 30 quid.
No, because he'll do... I think it'd be more.
Me and my boys, when I took him to New York, we met a Donald Trump impersonator in Times Square, and I gave him $10 and we had pictures and stuff. Boys thought it was... They were in hysterics. They were absolutely wetting themselves at this Donald Trump impersonator. It was magic.
I reckon expensive.
I reckon so, Martin Hill Swift, what about you, Ian?
Lower.
It's 96.75. Mm. Tom Cruise?
Oh, expensive.
Higher.
Yeah.
Lower, 75. Mr. Jeez. T.
Lower.
What do you think,
Kev? Yeah, lower.
71.25. Right, these are the head blowing ones. A Colin Farrell impersonator.
Oh, that's like 250 quid.
No.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah, Farrell. You want Farrell?
Who wants Farrell?
I want Farrell.
Who wants Farrell? I can't think of a use for that.
My sister's a big fan of that film In Bruges, but an impersonator, I don't know.
In Bruges.
How much, please? This is going on forever.
I reckon lower.
It's 120. It's more expensive. All right, one then. We've got 120 for Colin Farrell. A Joe Exotic impersonator.
Oh, God. Well, very hot.
Higher.
Very hot right now, especially as he's in prison. Is he still in prison? He got pardoned, didn't he?
No.
Higher.
It's £281.25.
Thank you very much indeed, G. Whit. Moon Disaster says it's dragging on a bit now. Go fuck off. To quote Stephen Page, you contribute something.
Drag on that.
You contribute something. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. I didn't like In Bruges. I thought it was boring. Let's play some adverts.
Let's do it.
Here comes a phone call. You take this one, please.
Hello, phone call. Who's this, please?
Hello, how are you doing? It's More Eyes.
Hello, More Eyes.
I was cut off earlier on from the chat, unfortunately, and obviously was only having a joke. So
okay, let's
sorry,
see.
Guys.
I think you got. Did you get banned for mentioning Captain Sexy?
No, Christ, no. What did I say? I had it up on the screen a minute ago. I think I just said I was tired of your moaning or something.
That joke.
Yeah. Oh, mate. So, yeah, no, I was only taking the piss. But when it got read out, because of the delay, it got read out at a bit of an inopportune moment. That made me sound like the other guy.
Well, you know what you have to do?
I don't know what I have to do.
You have to put in an unbanned request.
Oh, I've done that already, but I thought I'd just sort of say hi as well anyway.
Circumvent the law.
Now, may I suggest, because we are off Friday, which is when we'd have Judge Boyle, may I suggest that tomorrow... Yeah. Shut up, not talking to you. Will the prisoner remain silent? By the way, you have been found guilty out at sea on a ship.
Yeah, actually, he's law out here.
We can execute. We can make you walk the fucking plank. So just be careful, More Eyes. May I suggest Judge Boyle takes... session tomorrow.
I'll have a word with her.
Okay. We will discuss it tomorrow. I suggest you watch and call in then and plead your defence.
Fair enough.
I hope your mitigation that you've entered in your unban request is not cheeky.
No, it's not. It's perfectly legit.
Because if you get the judge's eye twitching, you're out of it.
I'm pretty sure it'll be a cut and dry case.
All right, I like the confidence. Let's see what happens.
We're going to send you down to the brig.
Shut your face.
Sit there and think about what you've done.
You're going to sit in the brig, and then we will talk to you tomorrow. Good evening, prisoner. No food for the... Goodbye, prisoner.
He can peel some spuds, actually, while he's down there.
No food...
Chip night.
...for the prisoner. Please. We haven't done our sponsors.
Let's do them.
Do them.
34sp.com, web hosting with a conscience. They're fantastic. They sent their staff home well before they were advised to by the government because they could see the way the tide was turning. And that's those staff members are staying at home all year as well because they're working really well. They're happy there. It's all groovy. They are also doing a fantastic deal for you. It's £1 for a UK domain at the moment. They're going to give away 2,021 of those at that price to celebrate the new year, and it's a great chance for you to sort of start that
get
website that you've been thinking
internet,
about.
Be a MarthaLaneFox.com billionaire. Honestly, it's like the goddamn fucking Wild West out there. There's money on the streets. Pick it up.
Best of all, if you're a bit crap with that sort of stuff, don't be intimidated about it. They've got brilliant customer service and they'll help you out.
Do it. You want to put splooge on the internet? You can put splooge on the internet. You want to put education on the internet? You can do that as well. You buff it. Do whatever the fuck you want. It's the fucking internet. It's like the Wild West. 34sp.com. GELaw.co.uk. Richard Gregorian. We're having a little break from Richard. Just for a month. We're having a little break because Richard has been with us since the start. GELaw.co.uk. And I kind of said, we kind of thought, I think you lot are getting a little bit deaf to the GELaw.co.uk message because we say it every day. So I said to Richard, we're such terrible business people. Take a month off and then come back in a month. And it's not because we think it will be good to have a break. He's still part of the show. He still pops up in the chat a lot. Gave out some subs yesterday, which is brilliant. But let's just take a month off. Let's just take a break for a month. So GELaw.co.uk, if you're getting divorced, family solicitors, you're not going to hear them for a month. That's okay. That is because we are terrible business people. But we are ethical. I think this is ethics, isn't it?
Turns out, yeah. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like in the pit of the old stomach.
Pointing to your badge.
No, it wasn't. It's not that high. Flipping heck.
I don't know. Maybe you're pointing to the internal...
Where your problem is.
Maybe you're pointing to the roof of the badge.
Are you telling
me where
my vagina is now?
Yeah,
are you explaining the location of my pudenda?
I know it comes up to your belly button because a friend of mine at school told me once that he could see the tip of his peen through the girl's belly button.
What?
So there's a little hole in the belly button. I don't forget anything about bodies. Catherine, you pick one, please.
Poseidon safety management.
That's why
management.
If a man comes in your belly button, you've got to wipe it out immediately because you can still get pregnant.
Poseidon safety management do know the right end of a person from the wrong end of a person, thankfully. They also know the right end of a dog from the barky end of the dog. And the barky end of the dog is what they use to keep your property safe in Devon and Cornwall. So give them a shout if you are in the business of keeping something safe. They'll help you.
Stop the clock. Malibu Stevie. I was thinking of you about a month ago. And I've not worked with you for 18, 19 years. Malibu Stevie used to be the floor manager on Flipside, which is the show that Richard Bacon came up with that was stolen by
Gogglebox,
right? Stevie, how are you, man? Now, why was I thinking about Stevie? First of all, Stevie, if I was an a-hole, now I'm pretty sure I've got this is the right person. I was taking a lot of drugs back then, a lot of drugs. I was in a terrible, terrible state. So, I don't think I was rude to you. I don't think you're on my kind of list of amends. But if any way I was, I would apologise. I apologise. And if you want to talk about it off air, we'll talk about it. But this is what I remember, right? I think this is you, Stevie. There was an Xbox game. It was a Japanese game. I can't remember what it's called. But it had a big controller that was half the size of this desk. And it was covered in buttons, and it was a robot, right? You were inside a robot, and it had all these things, and it had, you had like a little thing where you flipped it open and then you pressed, you turned a key and pressed the starter. That started it. You had a button for the windscreen wipers. It was insane. I'll show you a picture of it. Thank you, Daddy Becca. And it was massive, right? It took up a lot of room. And I was kind of insane. Steel Battalion, right? And I said to Steve, I said, you can have it. What? You can have it. Yeah, okay. So I gave him this game. He's in your loft at your mum's place.
There he is.
I could come.
Stevie. Let me have a go on it. No, so I was thinking the other day, the fuck did I give that away for? Because I was insane. Because you're a nice guy. And it was this incredible thing. Let me see if I can get a picture of... it was... And I was just thinking the other day, because I write a column for a Retro Gamer magazine, and it just popped into... it popped into my head for some reason. I mean, look at that.
Gosh, what pedals?
It's got pedals. it has got... I mean, listen, I would... part of me wants to go, let's go to screen two. Hang on, look at this. This is some controller. There you go. Look at that, man. Look at that. That was the escape button, I think. It's got pedals. It was nuts. Part of me wants to say, give it back. But I can't, because that is worth a freaking fortune.
He's just
now
said in the chat, amazingly, I'll never forget your generosity.
That is worth a fortune, Stevie. Get that on the eBay, man.
And when you do, tell him.
I don't want to know what you get for it. I don't want to know any of that stuff. But it was one of, I played it twice, and I would never play it again. But let's hang on a minute. I just need to get some fresh air. I'm getting a little bit. It's all making me feel a little bit. Well, get that on the eBay, Stevie. I'm on a shoot with Alan Carr tomorrow. So say hello to Alan. Alan did Flipside as well. There's not many of that around. Get it on the eBay, Stevie. You make a fortune. And you were, Malibu was like your nickname then, wasn't it? I never quite knew why. Feel free to tell me or not. I'll split it with you. No, man, it's yours. It's yours. You have it. I gave it to you, and it was a gift to you. There's not that much Flipside around. I know I've got at least one tape in the garage of an episode, maybe two. I think I've got one tape. I'm not totally sure. How lovely to see you, man. And honestly, Catherine will tell you, my memory for people is shonky.
I was very surprised when you spotted him in this crowd.
As soon as it came up, Flipside Malibu Stevie, I was gone. Is it not you on YouTube? Is it not on YouTube? I don't think there is much Flipside on YouTube. Don't think there's much. It's lovely to see you, man. Send me an email. Here's our email address. And well, you don't have to send us an email if you don't want to. That's absolutely fine. But it'd be nice to catch up, and I hope you're well. I'm glad to see you're still working. Well done. Well done.
Mulligan Force saying he can see a boat in the far distance.
I can see the clouding over a bit. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you would be very, very welcome. It is getting a little bit chilly.
It is out
there. It's getting a little bit chilly out there. It's getting a little bit bumpy. Let's just have a look, see what's going on outside. Holy shit.
Right, now, you said you checked the weather report. Did you not listen to the shipping forecast?
I thought we'd managed to avoid the storm, but it would appear we're going straight into it.
Right, well, I think in that case we should be taking precautions.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. No, because you've blown them up already, and you've got to.
I've done one. I can undo it.
All right, give me them, and I'll do it.
Well, see if you can get that one on first.
Well, I can't because you've got to.
Okay. I'm going to secure myself before I help you. Choppy up here. I hope everyone else is okay. You might want to hold on. Steady yourselves.
0203 286 6370 if you want to give us a call.
Put this on then, and I'll. Why don't you put.
Oh, I put it on the wrong arm, have I?
Can you blow that side up? Or have I got
blow it? Have you got blow up in on me?
Okay. I'm going in. I can't, this is stopping right now.
Are you trying to kiss me?
No.
Do you want to do this in private?
No. Stop it!
I thought you were trying to kiss me! I misread the signals! Reference! Bouncing about in the sea. I can't get purchase on this.
You can do it right now,
steady,
please.
Steady.
This isn't going up at all.
You've got to press it together to get
the
open.
Yeah, try that. You do yourself. I'm just going to get.
All right. Well, that one doesn't work. Oh, that doesn't work. Okay, right.
You're a pervert.
Whoa. There's rocks over there, Catherine.
No!
There's rocks over there. There's rocks over there.
I think he did it.
I think she did it.
I don't think the dead.
I know who did it.
Do you?
Who does?
You were trying to kiss me!
Listen, I was not trying to kiss you. I was trying to blow up your ring.
Don't do that!
Man alive, what are we going to do now?
We're stuck on a flipping desert island.
Are we still mute?
No, we're not mute. When you read the stuff that they can't hear, notice that I've read it and fixed it. You do that all the time when they can't hear the calls. Yes,
I'm just interested in what they have to say, that's all. Listen, I'm too pale to be on a desert island. I need picking up quick before I get my factor 50 on.
Man alive. Jesus Christ. Well, that is...
Well, that's ruined it. They won't trust us to do one of these cruises again. What are you doing with that, Nana?
Cruise bollocks.
This was a good idea. All my ideas always end up on the rocks with you. Literally, this time. What am I going to do? I don't want to be stuck on an island with you.
I don't want to be stuck on an island.
I need a haircut.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
You need a dick cut. No refunds. Jane McDonald is drowned. Suck on a coconut and build a fire. Suck on this coconut and build a fire on this.
This is like Naked and Afraid, except we're not naked.
Right. You have a look. Turn around and look out at sea. See if you can see anything.
Could see the sea.
Right. Russ. All right, hang on. Right, have a look. And see. Go now.
I think there's a boat on the horizon.
What is it?
I haven't got my binoculars. I can't tell properly. Oh, shit.
What?
Flipping SSH shagalot.
Let me go and have a look.
It looks a lot like your fella.
Oh, fuck. It's that fucking prick. The guy's a prick.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to suck up to that prick now if we want to get rescued.
I don't want to be rescued by that prick. I'd rather sit here and kill you and eat you.
I'd rather be rescued by any prick but that. Come on, let's get him.
No, I don't want to get him.
Over here! Help! Help!
All right. Can I not eat you?
No.
Do you want to eat me?
No, not today.
Not all of me?
No, thanks.
All right, I've got walkie-talkies.
Oh, you didn't tell me I had walkie-talkies.
Well, I've only got one. There we go. Hello? I don't want to talk to him.
Talk to him. It's time for you to eat some humble pie because you ain't eating me. Not today. Not ever.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
He's a prick! I hate that guy!
He's a prick, but he's got a great big boat.
I hate him! Oh, apologise, sir. Arsehole. Hello, Captain Sexy. Captain Sexy, this is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, can you hear us over?
Be nice. Be nice. He's our only hope.
Hang on a minute. Hello, Captain Sexy. Captain Sexy, this is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Can you hear us over?
I can hear a cat.
A cat? Hello, Captain Sexy. This is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Can you hear us over?
Mayday. You're going to say mayday.
Mayday, mayday. Mayday, mayday. Mayday, mayday. Can you hear us, Captain? Mayday.
What have we here?
Mayday. Mayday, mayday. Can you hear us, Captain? No, we can't.
No, we can see double me, and that's not what we want at this point.
Told you'd be a prick.
Be nice.
Captain, hang on a second. One second, Captain. Right. Captain Sexy, we appear to have crashed on a desert island. We didn't know there was a storm.
He crashed the boat.
Shut up! You were trying to kiss me.
I was not. I was trying to blow up your ring.
You leave my ring out of this. We have crash landed on a desert island and we were wondering if we could possibly, if you could come and... oh, hang on a minute. Let's just turn you up. We were wondering if you could possibly come and rescue us, please.
So let's get this straight, yeah. Let's get this straight. Look, look into my eyes. You can see how serious I am right now, yeah. Serious. All week, you have been berating me. Yes or no?
Mostly him. I went along with it a little bit. That's all.
Some words. Some harsh words. And do you know what? I've actually took a list. Let me just get my big list.
Oh Jesus Christ! Are you gonna rescue us or not?
Let me just get through this real quick.
Oh,
so,
brother.
Let's see. Let's see what names you have been calling Captain Sexy over the last space of, what, 6-7 days? Plonker. Wanker. Twat.
That was Catherine.
Captain Twat.
Captain Twat.
That was me. I'm more respectful.
Captain Wanker. Captain Plonker, Plonker of the Seven Seas, Wanker of the Seven Seas, Wanks sometimes in the sea.
Anchor Wanker, you Captain's, missed out.
Yeah, Admiral Wanker, Captain's had his shit. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm not a plonker, Jay. Hold on.
Captain Codballs, that was another one.
It's a bit endless, the list is...
Dave in the chat says, Captain Sexy looks like when a woman comedian goes undercover as a man for a bad TV show.
Oh, don't you start, Dave. You won't get picked up talking
that. I've actually been called Gaddafi today.
You're being called Boaty McTwatface by Hazy.
That was also on the list of names that was said about was... Do you know what, Ian? When you called me that, I was upset. Like, as you can see, we've had some good times together.
We did. It was a good night.
Remember this? Do you remember this at the Sharp Stream Awards when me, you, and Catherine? Oh, they were good times, weren't they?
Do you know what? I don't want to be rescued by you.
I do.
Get to fuck. Get to fuck. Get to fuck.
What are you thinking?
I'm not being rescued by that prick. I'm being rescued by that prick.
You and your pride.
I'm not being rescued by him. I would rather die here.
Well, just as well, because you're going to be eating coconuts for the rest of your natural life, which will not be long.
Do you want to go on a cruise? It's your idea to do a bloody cruise.
I thought it would be fun.
Do you want to a fucking cruise?
Hello again. Welcome back. Yeah, as I was just saying, like, I looked at this when you started calling me names, and after your Twitter video, I looked at this photo for several hours, and I cried myself to sleep for a long, long time because I thought we were friends. And
we raided then you. Call you. Me a- we came to raid you with 3,000 people to your poxy little stream where you had 29 people. This was going to be the biggest. Why can't you even see me? You're cutting me out of that picture. This was going to be. It's Catch not funny. This was going to be the. Oh, he's laughing. This was going to be the biggest.
He can laugh. He's got a boat.
Is this Banana Man? What's this?
He's showing you his nana.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm a banana right now.
Right. You can't even say banana. He says banana.
He can say it however he wants.
Says it like one of the bloody minions.
Hey! Who's the people fucked on an island right now? Ain't me. As you can see, I'm like all luxurious and shit right now.
You guys are all sandy and stuff.
That looks pretty good.
It does look wicked.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I'll let you guys. Where am I going?
Come back.
Someone just zoomed me out. I'm coming back. There I am. Do you know what? I'll let you guys. How about I will let you guys, if you listen to a 2-hour rendition of me singing Celine Dion songs from the series Titanic. How about that?
Why can't you see me in that shot? Oh, I'm over here. That's why.
There you go. How about I do a 2-hour piano rendition of Celine Dion songs in kind of like remembrance of your shitty boat that couldn't last more than one stream.
Well, I like Celine Dion, so it wouldn't be a punishment for me, but you can't stand
it. How about that?
Hey, don't call it a shitty boat. Jay McDonald died on this cruise, all right?
How about that? It's what she would have wanted. You've got to go for it.
Just do it. Do whatever you got to do to get that little ego going. And come rescue us. I was an army celebrity. I had 15 million viewers.
You're not very good at getting rescued off island, are you?
I think this song makes a lot of sense for. I think this song goes a long way for what you guys are situation. Every night in my dream, I see you. Do you remember the songs from the Titanic? I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on.
He's quite a good singer. Here. You'll give him that. He's a good singer.
Far.
So make nice.
He's a terrible
wherever you are, you're on an island and I'm on a boat. I can feel.
It's a nice boat.
In my heart will go on. And you know, remember that's when like Titanic is like breaks in two. And now you're all like, do you know what you guys are like now? You guys are like on the little door and you're blowing the little whistle. And I'm like sailing my big ass sexy boat.
I'm the one in the bloody sea and you're the one taking up, hogging the door.
There's room for both of us.
I know, you're spreading out.
I'm going to kill
you. You're starfishing on that door.
How about this?
I'll meet you in the middle. If you say Captain Sexy, I'm really sorry, and you're super sexy, and you wear a hat better than I do, and my hat looks stupid, and your hat looks amazing, then I will let you guys on board.
Over to Catherine.
No, it has to be from you, Ian.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it has to be from you.
You're Charlie Big Potatoes.
That's sexist. Yeah. You're saying that women don't have the right...
I've made nice all the way through. I recognise my mistake. I went along with your schemes and look where it's got me. I'm ready to go on that boat. I'm too pale to be on this island and the sand is
I'm not
going to
lie. Catherine's been DMing me saying she was sorry and she just had to go along with it because she felt intimidated.
I felt bad for him. He's had problems.
Yeah.
Pete says, is this one of those wolf, chicken and grain logical problems? Yeah. This is the wolf. This is the wolf.
Put the fox on the boat.
Right. I'll give you my grain and we can start again on this island.
Don't think it's effort.
Captain Sexy is... what have I got to say?
Repeat after me.
We haven't said anything.
No, you're supposed to start there. Repeat after me.
Repeat after me. Captain Sexy is...
Pipe down, you. Captain Sexy... is a sexy captain.
Captain Sexy is a sexy captain.
He's a sexy captain.
He's the best captain there is on Twitch.
He's the best captain there is on Twitch.
I'm not really a captain.
Are you not?
No.
I'm not really a captain. I'm an admiral.
My hat makes me look shit.
Oh, fuck. That's too much.
That's pushing it.
Just say it.
My hat makes me look shit.
A bit louder. You broke up there. A bit of internet issues.
My hat makes me look shit.
Big clear there for the chat.
My hat makes me look shit.
There we go. Welcome aboard, my friend. Come on down to Sexy Town.
Yeah, we did it.
Come on in. Let's put on a goddamn show. Welcome back. Are we friends again? Can I frame this picture back up?
You know what? We've had some great times. And
we did.
Maybe I overreacted at you being a bell end. Yeah, let's be friends again.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember that time when, like, after you came out of the jungle, like, I was there and I was like, Ian, and we went there, we partied. It was like me and you, and we had a good time. Remember that? I was there waiting.
And yeah, and you. I remember that I was looking forward to getting into a proper bed, and he filled the bed with fecal matter, shit, human shit.
Well,
never know where that shit came from.
It's an inner joke thing.
Wouldn't tell me where that shit banter comes from.
Banter.
He wanted you to be used to it. You've been lying in the jungle for however many times.
Do you remember when you came home early once, and Captain Isabella, but he's our bed in. And I was helping your mum out of the bath. And we laughed about that because, you know...
I don't know why you had to be naked.
No. Well, she needed something to grab onto.
Right.
And your mum was lovely. And it was lovely. And I helped her out of the bath and we laughed.
Good times. Good times. Good times. You know
any memories, Catherine? Good.
So many memories. So many memories.
Like, for example, tell us one of your memories of being with the captain.
His dad. Great guy.
Okay. I tell you what, it's not just us on the island, Captain. We've got 918 passengers with us. Can we bring them all over onto your boat now?
Permission to come aboard, please, sir.
100%. Just make sure everyone's equipped in the correct dress attire. All males must be wearing Speedos. They must be as skimpy as these ones, however. It's very compulsory aboard the boat. It's
tiny. Helped.
Jesus. It's a stain there. It's...
Which way round do they go?
It's, I think this way. Health and safety reasons. We must. Women, on the other hand, can wear whatever they please, whatever they're more comfortable in, but the men must be in compulsory Speedos.
It's only fair.
It's just the way it is.
No. We are all about to come aboard because you've set up an excellent
gangplank.
We're all coming aboard. Passengers, I'm really sorry. We can't actually offer refunds for the disaster.
Have a word with Sexy.
Sexy will be able to sort it out. There we go. Everyone is coming over now. Catherine is Mama Sexy. Who is Steffi Chu?
Steffi Chu is one of the people in our stream. She's a mod in our stream. Great person. Welcome aboard. Everybody's over here now. We got 400 odd in this place. Permission to board. Come on in. Let's put on a goddamn show. You guys going to hang around?
We're going to hang around for a little bit.
You know what? You know what I'm going to say? Just get ready and watch what I'm about to do, because I'm about to put on a goddamn show. It's something like you've never seen before. So just buckle in. Within the next 5 minutes, you're about to see something you've never seen before on Twitch. That's all I'm saying.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.